Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Whatever you want to discuss. Let's go.
Yeah, man, we open line, man. I'm on MCZON. I'm going to get my yalentoli, man. Go sing it back. Okay, right. Tola gede kutu, right. In my kele. Ube wrong. Wama bakushanga buchula, man. Wama manje, kere. Uyambuisa, uyababuisa food vandak. Misi baya tola food banga tuli mchwe na pointe li wano. So, chin. Ay, man, MCZON. Na itu kube gele.
So, let me tell you why, right? Initially, I thought Michael is with Masha altogether. So, it turns out Michael's answer was actually correct. But then the dispute was the fact that we didn't give UG her rightful points when she answered a question that was ambiguous. So now, if we had given her that, for example, it wouldn't have even gotten to a tiebreaker where Michael would have had to contend. She would have just won fair and square. And UG is the rightful champ. So it's only fair that we bring both of them back and they must duel it out again today.
Hey, Seize the World team. You know, Uboiti said, what's in the bag? That's a really good question. Now, every time we see everyone opeti Woolies bag and Jay not coming out of Woolies, we'll be like, what's in the bag? That's the money bag.
Oh, that's funny. A lot of people were surprised. Like, can you fit 200,000 in that bag? You can even fit maybe 500,000. Maybe slightly more even. Maybe 700,000 in that bag.
Manje ukuthi insinza yaba khona elistini ku ad hoc abantu abadingakalayo ukuthi bavele on the committee. What's going to happen? Is he really not gonna appear or kanjani?
Ubani, did you say Gaten? Let me listen again.
Manje ukuthi insinza yaba khona elistini.
Is he talking about Gaten? I can't hear that. Do you say Gaten or I can't hear?
Manje ukuthi insinza yaba khona elistini.
He's talking about Gaten, yeah? Okay, Gaten, his day is coming. We're just dealing with matters of priority right now. Sim question you. Now he says I'm Kalela and Jeffuti na ifuna supposed to yeah. So yes, but that's another day.
Today we open line. Guys, have you seen the representatives, the MK ad hoc? Oh, those guys, I'm not the MK party person, eh? But those guys, they will make you like want to be an MK member. Like if I go to do Zilin, baby, I'm gonna give these people a chance at that party. Bezo ma, right? But yeah, because it's a family party,
that's funny.
Go open line, bengicela usizo lapha fithu ngihambisa imoto yami ku service VW Manlin and then bangijontshela I spare wheel sam brand new basijontsha and then mangiya lapha yange babuza bathi ama akusiyibo ngahamba ngovula i case ama investigating officer azangaye lapha ayofuna footage babafonele nje babatshela ukuthi hayi asinayo icamera le muva so angazi ukuthi khona yini into engingayenza so icase yami bayivalile labantu laba ispare wheel sam still asikho hayi nginenkinga la
ya ikhona into ongayenza so bahlambalaze there's nothing else you can do go on a campaign but also you can contact the ombudsman right because you are a customer and the customer service that you received was not satisfactory so you can go complain now formally ombudsman and then ubone ukuthi kuzowenzeka kanjani kubona
Friday open line so what happened if you are scammed and you get into a business and you don't have a contract but what you have is just chats with the alleged business associate and they just disappear with your money what recourse does one have in terms of getting their money back
so you need to give us more details scammed how you can obviously go open up a case that's a criminal offense so go open up a case and then the cops will investigate the matter for you will you get your money back? I can't say. But yeah, open up a case. There's nothing else we can do about it.
Esizwe, angitshele inja yami. So kuzoba nesikhathi whereby wena uhost employer yakho. What do I mean by this? When you've got a brand new studio, a beautiful one for that matter. So are you saying, or in fact, I am asking you, kuzoba nesikhathi na, one Friday, we are listening to a breakfast show from your own home with your team. Koala.
I've always answered this question. So, you know, a team show that requires multiple people to interact is always best when we're in the studio together.
Together, yes.
So, for example, when I started here at Kaya, it was lockdown. Everybody was doing the shows from home. I said, no way. I came here. I was the only person who was doing the show from here. I was like, guys, right? Because you got to be in the same studio. So, no, it's unlikely that I'll do the show from home. But that studio is my studio. I can do whatever I want with it. You see? So, one day, let's say, for example, I don't know, I go work for another station. I can do a show from another station there. Yeah. There's plenty of things I can do.
So, they're saying that the one day when you were late, it made you actually build your own studio. So you could work from
I was
home.
Always going to build a studio. Yeah, I was always going to build a studio. But again, it's fine.
Good morning, Susan. Open line. Msizwane, I izolo kumadlanga commission I felt like bekuyi gathering efemini abomalema babuzana ngelimpompo babizana ngegodi babuzana ngegodi yabona Msizwane la South Africa whoever made constitution bekayisigebeng izolo ngivele ngayi confirm yonke lento le yabo bekayisigebeng nje straight straight igebeng
oh boy. So, you mean the parliamentary ad hoc committee, not Madlanga. But also, what do you mean who's ever made the constitution or escaping? Taza, what do you mean by that?
So, what is in my mind, Tiki last Friday, yeah, November, next month, next week, Tiki December. Guys, I have two things. Let's try ukuthi December, not January. Sizame ukuphila impilo ye want, not ye need. And nizobuye ningibonge guys in asikhathele ukuthi sithola abantu nge 5 zika Jan sizwe athi umuntu elo January uyadonsa angisho imali yayikho so ngiyancela this time bengicela singayenzi njengasenzile December but if it was good for you last year December I top up a girl on my papas but if it was bad I change my gear mtase ungavumi ngawo.
So I think you mean the other way. Because yes, you said he must live in yes. Filioma wants, not Yama needs. No, he must lead in Filioma needs, not Yama wants.
Yes.
Ama wants Belila Wakleta in Bashar Zogra.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Manj.
Come to today's Black Friday.
Manj.
Are you excited? What are you buying anything?
No.
Bali?
No.
So boring.
Speaking of spending, I've always been curious. Have you been, because now you're a parent as well, the person that buys Christmas clothes, we have Tengela, Abantwana. Has that been a family culture?
Am I a parent?
As far as I know, unless things have changed between this time and the previous time.
Okay, so, have I bought Christmas clothes? No, not really. I think I bought something for my nieces.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
But, so I don't buy things just on Christmas. I'll buy things generally, Jay, whenever I feel like it.
Yeah. So, but you've never been in that tradition. Even with regards to growing up, you guys were never into
No, my Christmas parents buy us clothes all the time.
Okay.
My mom all the time.
So there wasn't a...
There wasn't like...
on Christmas
but
Day.
We had like, I don't know, I'd say holiday clothes, for example. So my mom, if she bought us something now, you'd wear that during the holidays. Because other times you'd be at school.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Okay.
We've got a voice note here for you as well, by the way.
For me.
Go open line. Sizwe, as a woke person, I really don't know how you came to support who Max Verstappen. A woke person, a black person, was you with Lewis Hamilton is in a white sport. Therefore, white people would not want to see him succeed in a white sport. I mean, when you say Bazotti, Max Verstappen was given a title. In 2021, Max Verstappen was given the title because the rules were changed for the benefit of Max Verstappen in that last race.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a woke person, you should know Lewis Hamilton is black, and us as black people, we have an obligation to support Lewis Hamilton.
So, I mean, I agree with some of what you said. I wouldn't take it as far as an obligation.
Yeah.
But, so my history with Lewis Hamilton, I was always a Michael Schumacher fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Lewis came into the sport, which was, what, 2007?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, around there.
I was rooting for him because he had an opportunity to be the first rookie champion. In fact, he led the entire championship race up until the second to last, if not the last race. And even at the last race, all he needed was a podium finish. Not even a podium finish. A top five finish and he would have been the champion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his inexperience in the final corner where he then lost everything, ended up with the DNF, and then lost. Obviously, didn't finish as a champion.
Oscar Piastri did.
And I've never forgiven him for that. Oh. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Okay,
now,
but explain the Max Verstappen
now,
thing,
granted,
a lot of people
another
have said
thing is, I
he
also,
has no sportsmanship.
So another thing is, I also happen to know Lewis personally.
Okay.
He is not what you guys think he is.
That's
He's
fine.
Not the guy that stands up for black people. All of that is an act.
That's fine.
So I just support Max and Jay just out of defiance. Like, that's it. But now I know Uti, Max is a rubbish of a person. I know it's for a fact he's a rubbish of a person. But at least, yeah, he doesn't hide it. I'll take a rubbish that doesn't hide it.
Yeah.
As opposed to a rubbish that pretends to be good. We did a show about this 3 weeks ago. Who pretends to be good. Hey, rubbish. I'll take an exposed rubbish than a hidden one.
Hey. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.